Chapter 11. The Storm. It was as if the grains of sand in the hourglass were attached to one another. Time was in slow motion. Jimmy could hear and see all that was around him. His mind and senses were exploding with the details of the battle. Jimmy could hear voices from his left and right. He shifted his glance over his left shoulder. Kaylin's hair was being blown as if by a mighty wind. With her arms raised heavenward, she was singing with all of her might. Her words were clear to me. I knew she was singing praises to the king and his son. The language she was singing in was the most pleasant that I had ever heard. She was oblivious to the battle just inches from her face, or so it seemed. Jimmy turned his head towards Carter. She was to his right. Her hands were clenched in fists. I could see the whites of her knuckles. She repeatedly thrust her hands into the air, one after the other. The best I could describe what she was doing was shadow boxing. She sang, along with Kaylin, the most beautiful songs to the king. Matthew had his back to mine. I twisted my body in hopes of seeing him. While Kaylin and Carter were singing, the situation was very different with him. Although I could not see his face, what I could hear was likened to the roar of the wild. Not like a tiger's roar. It was deeper, like a bear. Jimmy's attention was drawn back to the battle directly in front of him. What he could make out was shrouded by the darkness of the cave. Yet there was a light of sorts surrounding us. Its source was hidden from him. There were flashes of bright green, then red, followed by a subdued cream, yellowish mist. The colors moved and seemed to melt as they folded into each other. It reminded Jimmy of the time he witnessed the northern lights in Keflavik, Iceland, a couple of years back. Occasionally, Jimmy could make out the silhouette of Exemplar directly in front of him. He could feel the motion of his sword as he fought an unseen foe. As Jimmy tried to reconcile what was taking place, he had a sense that the four of us were doing was giving energy to our protectors. How exactly, he was not sure. The details became blurry as he was swept up in the storm of the battle. End of chapter 11.